Right, here we go. In a time when Vikings ruled the earth, there was a village called the Bridge of Destruction. And near that village lived a frost giant with eyebrows so long that they were like a fluffy hat. But don't be fooled, because in that eyebrow hat were bones of humans, pigs, cows, and other animals. The giant had sharp eyes, so sharp it could see the wind blow. It was so fat it had to stitch its jumper back together with animal skin and other things he could find. He sometimes sat on mountains and saw how many trees and animals he could blow down. For fun, he would snatch children out of their beds and gobble them up in one go. Or he would play experiments on animals to see how long they could live without food. And sometimes he would cut them open and eat the organs like a snack. At night, like an elephant, he rampaged through the walls and inhaled so hard he could suck children through the walls and into his mouth in seconds. The giants would steal the animals, the crops, and the children. "How are we going to stop the giant?" the villagers screamed at each other. At night, he would steal everything, even their wood. They had sent warrior after warrior, but it always ended up as failure, making the villagers' life a waking misery. How would they ever stop him? Months passed. As the giant kept doing the same routine, over, over, some more, over, over, eating all the villagers, eventually the leader of the tribe, Kiawulf, got mad. So mad, he could melt a frost mountain in one touch. He made a speech and said to his people, "I, the great king of the Bridge of Destruction, will defeat that giant and take his heart as a trophy." And before you knew it, he was off on his epic quest. First, he had to pass the Swamp of Treachery. It was a tough struggle through the sticky swamp of tar, and when he was nearly there, he suddenly got dragged in by a mysterious swamp beast. Was this the end of our king? Then, Ceolwulf sliced the beast and sent it back down to the gooey depths below with a single blow. After that, he had to travel through the Forest of Fear. There were stories about the Forest of Fear, like the story of people disappearing, and the one about people sinking into the ground. But that didn't stop our king. He kept on going, slicing every tree in his path. Next, he had to defeat a giant bear, which had the sharpest claws you had ever seen, the sharpest teeth, and worst of all, its hairs could cut wood. Could our hero defeat this mighty beast? But then, our hero grabbed his trusty sword, which he called Head Slicer, and sliced its head clean off. The smell of blood attracted wolves, but he killed them too and used their skin for clothes. Finally, our hero reached a huge cave. Was this the cave of the frost giant? As the hero began to glance up and down and the disgusting entrance of the cave, he saw dangling iron chains filled to the max with foxes, bunnies, and bears, so cramped they couldn't move a hair. King Kiawulf also saw pools of blood deeper than 5 feet. Not just any blood, human blood. And don't forget that smell. You had to be 5 meters from it not to faint. Kiawulf wasn't scared, though. So he just ran so fast, faster than a cheetah, and he leapt over the pool of blood. When he got to the cave, he realized it wasn't just a pool, it was a moat. Still, our hero carried on, chopping every stalactite and stalagmite in his path. He sniffed the air, smelling the suffering animals, and smelled so noxious he nearly fell over. But because our king was so mighty, he still stood staring. All of a sudden, he heard a sound like bats screeching in terror and mice squeaking, but the loudest noise of all was the snore coming from the giant, which was louder than a lion's roar. Then, boom! All the noises stopped and it got colder. Chills ran up his spine like spiders hunting their prey. Boom! He heard the noise again. He yelled, "I have punched down a mountain with my finger. I have swum around the whole ocean in under 10 seconds blindfolded." Then he furiously beat his shield and roared, "I have defeated thousands of dragons with only one arrow." And all of a sudden the giant awoke. "You wish to battle me? You're gonna have a bad time," thundered the giant back at our hero. Kiawulf dashed at lightning speed and sliced the giant's legs. The giant was too slow to hit him, so Kiawulf climbed on his back. The giant hit him, but he hung on for dear life. Rapidly, he stabbed the giant's shoulder under until the giant pleaded, "Stop, I'll do whatever you want." "Can you bring my people back?" said the hero. "No," replied the giant. "I'll do anything. Please have mercy," he pleaded with all his heart. The hero stopped stabbing and then, No mercy, he yelled and sliced the giant right down the back, killing him. When the giant collapsed and died, he cut his chest open, grabbed his heart and put it in his sack that he carried on his back. The heart was quite small for a giant's, but he still wanted to show all of his people. He headed back, and the smell of the vile heart scared away all the creatures. Back he went, through the forest of fear and the swamp of treachery, and when he got to his village, he had a giant's feast, where he ate the giant's heart. The village knew they would never see any giants again. The end.